of ensuring to the safe environment during the Tbilisi Pride Week, the MIA held systematic meetings with the organizers of events. With the participations of the representatives from UN Public Defender's Office and Diplomatic Corps. The meetings aimed to planning preventive measures and eliminating possible violence acts against the participants of the events scheduled within the Pride Week from the side of the opposing groups. As a result of effective cooperation, we succeeded to ensure safety and security of participants during the events of 1st and 3rd July, which was positively assessed the Pride Tbilisi Pride organizers as well as by different local international organizations. Concerning 5th July event, the Minister of Internal Affairs repeatedly explained to the organizers that considering pre-announcement rally of the opposing groups as well as past experience and an analysis of the existing circumstances, it would be highly risky to perform the final event March of Dignity in the format of passing on the Rustaveli Avenue in terms of protecting and safety the participants. To ensure more protection, the organization of the week or via offended consider alternative locations and arrangement for the performing the march. However, they via persistent is not considering changing the format of the event. The Ministry of Internal Affairs provided maximum mobilization of police forces throughout the city to allow Pride participants to exercise their constitutional right to march and at the same time to ensure their safety. The violent acts against the media representatives on the 5th July were spontaneous with no reasonable precondition of possible massive attacks. The police forces mobilized on the ground to took all appropriate measures to respond to and prevent all violent attacks in a timely manner. The Ministry of Internal Affairs immediately launched the investigation on the violent act that occurred on the 5th July. And the investigation has been launched into 12 criminal cases in connection with the events of 5 and 6 July. As of the today, 31 person have been prosecuted. Most of them have been found guilty and sentenced by the court. Thank you.
The next questions we are from Mr. Muhumuza Laki, and this is basically related to the equal representation of women and